With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Union Pacific will buy smaller rival Norfolk Southern in a deal worth $85 billion. Union Pacific says this would create the first coast-to-coast freight rail operator in the U.S. Reports say if approved, the deal would be the largest buyout in the sector's history. It would combine Union Pacific's tracks in the western two-thirds of the U.S. with Norfolk's more than 19,000-mile network covering 22 eastern states. The two railroads would have a combined enterprise value of $250 billion and would unlock annualized synergies of about $3 billion. The deal will likely face lengthy regulatory scrutiny amid union concerns over potential rate increases, service disruptions, and job losses. The National Grain and Feed Association says it will undertake an extensive evaluation of the proposed merger to better understand the implications for the industry. Mike Steenhook of the Soy Transportation Coalition says the deal will create winners and losers in the shipping industry. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, ranking member on the Senate Ag Committee, spoke during a committee hearing on the proposed reorganization of the USDA. The hearing was scheduled on short notice because Klobuchar said the administration put together a half-baked plan with no notice and without consulting agricultural leaders. During her statement, Klobuchar said she supports efforts to make the USDA work better, but didn't think that getting rid of 15,000 employees by firings or early buyouts was good for agriculture. We have a half-baked agenda that will almost certainly result in worse services for farmers and families in rural communities, Klobuchar said. We already have 90% of the USDA employees out in the field, but you guys plan on breaking down the other 10% and sending them to different hubs. She's also extremely concerned that the reorganization proposal would have a negative impact on the USDA's research. Some 200 workers at the JBS pork processing plant in Ottumwa, Iowa, had their work visas revoked by the Trump administration and are facing possible deportation. A spokesperson for the local chapter of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, Brian Ulin, says JBS is giving the workers 90 days to reinstate their work statuses.
So these guys proudly and willingly went into those plants during COVID to make sure that the food supply was still intact and we can all have something to eat at the grocery store. And now all of a sudden if that's gone, then they're not important. We got to kick them out. That's not right.
Ulin says JBS management told him the rumors that the company is offering employees money to self-deport is not true. A spokesperson at JBS says the company is following federal guidelines and is only informing employees it is aware of their changes in status. If the employees cannot present evidence allowing them to continue working, the company will be forced to fire them. The Screwworm Coalition of Texas, a coalition of 13 Texas landowner, livestock, equine, and wildlife groups, launched a new website to deliver reliable information about the New World screwworm. The site compiles information from lead agencies, including the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, the Texas Animal Health Commission, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. The new online resource offers the public and media easy access to factual information. It also serves as a platform to dispel rumors and correct misinformation regarding the status, planning, preparedness, prevention, and response to New World screwworm in Texas. Site visitors can learn about the sterile insect technique, the only proven method of eradicating the parasite. There is also details about sterile fly production in Panama and progress towards developing new sterile fly facilities. That information available at screwwormtx.org. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.